Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th, 2 p.m. Now, starting this Saturday, the 9th, you can register to be entered for prizes, submit questions that will be answered during the virtual meeting, and even vote for officers. That's starting this Saturday at MTE, or you can do that by phone. Find out more information at mte.com/annual meeting. Well, we have James Price joining us from the Better Business Bureau here this morning, and I'm sure a little different view from you. Some things are not working on my end for you to be able to see me, but I think we're here. I think we're good. Are you good?
I'm good.
Yeah, we're good then.
Yeah, yeah. I see your big G on your logo, so all good.
As long as you can hear, we're good. I can see you, so it's all good. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joins us every couple of weeks, and you've been busy and going to get even busier. We're going to talk about several different things going on here.
Yeah, Brian, and you know, we'll talk about these kind of going forward for the next couple of weeks because these things are kind of building up. But we want to take some time today and talk about some events that are coming up for businesses, for people who network, who want to go out and meet people and get to know other businesses in the area. And some fun stuff coming up with BBB Songwriters Night coming up. So, yeah, let's get into it. I realize we're just, you know, I can't see you and you can't see me, but I guess this isn't TV. It's radio, right?
It is. I can see you and the people can see you. I just don't have a way to we're using some new software, and that was one thing that got overlooked in how to set that part up. So
All right.
I guess we got to just fire the person who put it together. Oh, well, that's me. But anyway. But
All right.
Where are we going to start here? Are we going to start with August?
With August 21st at City Current. And so if our listeners out there haven't heard of City Current before, City Current is one of the I would say one of the premier opportunities to network in Middle Tennessee. And they have a, what they call a signature breakfast six times a year. And you do have to be invited to come to City Current by a partner. And BBB is a partner with City Current. So, and I'll give everyone my email address several times throughout the show. And I you probably have it on the station site too,
but yeah, I'll put it on the podcast whenever we get that up, since there's so much information you're going to pass along today.
Yeah, so, and it's pretty simple. It's jprice@gobbb.org. But the first one coming up is on August 21st. This is a City Current event, like I said, and the featured speaker for this one is Ryan Campbell. So just to kind of give people an idea, City Current Signature Breakfast is held in Cool Springs at the Embassy Suites. Got to get there. You want to get there at 7:30 because it kind of starts with some networking event. And then what they do is they bring on a featured speaker. And I've been going to City Current for quite some time, and I have never been disappointed in one of the speakers that they have. They come in and they always have really good information, and you'll learn something and you'll meet a lot of people. And kind of, unlike some other networking events people may go to, one of the things about City Current is you're likely to meet, I would say decision makers for some of the biggest companies in Middle Tennessee. And City Current does more than that. They always have a featured nonprofit that's there where they can highlight for that signature breakfast. And then they put on different events throughout the year where they give away backpacks and shoes. And they were doing this a dental checkup for kids up at, I think it was at Titan Stadium last month. A month before. So a lot of good things that City Current does for our community, and you know, their tagline is power the good, you know. So anyway, on August 21st, Ryan Campbell will be the speaker, and he's a world record breaking pilot, best-selling author, and resilience expert. And he became the youngest person to fly solo around the world. But he's done more than that. He survived a near fatal plane crash that left him paralyzed. He's really been going through a lot of stuff. But he takes this thing, a turbulence, tough mindset obstacle, turning obstacles and opportunities, and he kind of sets them into strength. And he's got this thing called he's the proud owner of a vintage pink Cadillac. It symbolizes this unique approach to life and his belief in embracing bold and unconventional paths to success. And so I'm really interested in listening to Ryan speak. Like I said, on August 21st, starts at 7:30. You want to get there early. It is at the Embassy Suites in Cool Springs. You do have to register. Email me at jprice@gobbb.org and say, hey, I want to register for the City Current event. It will sell out, even though it is a free event. So you do have to make sure that you register ahead of time. You can't just walk up and go in. You do have to register ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if people email me that, I will be more than happy to send them an invite. As long as the openings are still there, I think right now there are still some openings available for that event. I think right now they have somewhere around 200 plus people that have already signed up, and you know, that's still a few weeks away. So you can kind of see how it kind of it builds and sells out.
Yeah, and I believe that you sent me a link, so I can put that link on the podcast as well, along with your email address to sign up for that. You know, this is the first time I've heard about City Current, and I think they started in the Memphis area, and now they've branched out into Middle Tennessee. So, this is from the best I can see, just looking here, it's a chance to network, but it's kind of like a networking on steroids. You know, you just
absolutely, and they feed you breakfast.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's usually like bacon, eggs, fruit, that kind of stuff, and they'll have coffee and orange juice. And get there early to get in as much networking time as possible, and then after everybody's had a chance to network, they kind of start the show, I guess.
And again, remember, I know when you hear the words Embassy Suites, you think, oh, well, that's just down on Medical Center Parkway. This is the Embassy Suites in Cool Springs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're in Rutherford County, you want to leave a little earlier.
Yeah. And travel down that fun 840 corridor, I'm sure. But
right.
Where everyone drives like it's the Autobahn, I think. But
right. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a cool event. And again, if you want to hear Ryan Campbell and just take part in this City Current signature event on August 21st, 7:30 to 9:45 a.m., again, it's at the Cool Springs Embassy Suites. Contact James, jprice@gobbb.org, or we'll put all of that contact info on the podcast here when we upload it. Now, James, if folks were looking for something a little closer, the following Tuesday, I think it is, you've got something going on that's just for them.
Yes, so then we're bringing Coffee and Connections back. This one is sponsored by Integration Concrete and hosted by United Communications and, of course, powered by MTE. So, fitting right in here with WGNS and this. So, it's going to be at MTE on New Salem, 555 New Salem is where it's going to be. They have upstairs there. They have a really great community room if you haven't ever been there. But this is Coffee and Connections. We'll have coffee and donuts to kind of get your day going. Again, we'll start at 7:30 in the morning. I have to say it in the morning. And of course, it's coffee and connection, so we're kind of get that thing,
Yeah.
same thing going here. And so get there early, do some networking. And at this event, we're going to have Chip Higgins speaking. Chip Higgins is a business owner. He's president of Capstar Bank, founder of a company called Bizx. He's an author and a speaker with a passion for helping people achieve greater goals through the principles he's established at Bizx to help people get passionate about what they do, helping businesses reach their goals through power and simplicity is the way he puts it. He will be speaking there for that event. Again, this is another event where we are requesting people to register for. It's a free event, but we do want people to register because we want to know how much coffee and donuts to have. And so we don't want to run out of coffee and donuts for, especially at 7:30 in the morning, if you didn't get a chance to eat breakfast before you got there, and then, you're sitting there starving. But this goes from like 7:30 to 9. We'll start with some networking. You'll hear from MTE, United Communications, Integration Concrete, along the way. And then, of course, Chip Higgins will spend some time talking about, the power of simplicity in at this event. So yes, August 26, 7:30 at Middle Tennessee Electric at 555 New Salem Highway here in Murfreesboro.
Well, that's Coffee and Connections again, the 26th, and we'll have that info up as well. And in our last couple of minutes, I know you want to spend some time talking about the September event, which is what now 7 years strong, the Songwriters Night that the BBB puts together.
Yeah, and this year, they're moving the location. It's going more towards downtown. It's going to be at Marathon Music, and again, there's some really good things going on about Songwriters Night this year. It's not only just songwriters, but it's BBB's biggest fundraiser for the year, and this program funds community programs and provides grants to small businesses who may be having trouble across 45 counties here in Middle Tennessee. And so again, you can contact me at jprice@gobbb.org and say, hey, I want to learn more about Songwriters Night, or maybe you're a business and you want to make a donation to our auction or our silent auction. Everything kind of helps along the way to help fund these community programs that we have and raise some money. So the three songwriters that we have this time are Morgan Alexander, James Dean Hicks, and Billy Montana. And just to kind of give people an idea, Morgan Alexander, he's written songs for Little Big Town, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, John Michael Montgomery, Colin Ray. And Love and Theft, his he has had a lot of airtime across his career, and really a great songwriter. And then we have James Dean Hicks, and people will recognize some of these artists as he's written for. He's had 7 number one hits written from Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Reba McEntire, Kenny Rogers, Alison Krauss, Vince Gill, Blake Shelton, Miley Cyrus. Just Andrew Ferris and of INXS, actually he wrote songs for the Oak Ridge Boys, Conway Twitty. I mean, just Kenny Chesney. I mean, he has written a lot of songs for some big artists. And then Billy Montana is going to be there, and he's written songs for Garth Brooks and Sarah Evans, to name a couple that he's written for. So really a good group of talented songwriters that are going to be there for that night. So you can get tickets for it. You can donate stuff for our auction. Businesses can host a whole table, if they're wanting to bring this for like an award ceremony for people at work, or you want to businesses have clients or people they want to take out for an evening, this is a great event to do it for. They'll have food and drinks along the way, and just a really fun evening. Like I said, seventh year that BBB has done this. It's presented by Tech Squared and iHeartRadio, and there's lots of other local sponsors, including like Asurion and United Communications. So those are three events that are coming up. We will probably kind of slightly spotlight these as we come up over the next several weeks when we talk about scams and that kind of stuff that's
Okay.
hitting our market. But just wanted to take some time and get a little bit of detail today about what's going on with BBB over the next couple months.
Sounds good. As always, James, appreciate you joining us here today. It's been fun.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. James Price of the Better Business Bureau. And again, we'll have all of the information put on the podcast. It'll be at WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. So be sure to remember that. jprice@gobbb.org. Also his email address. Have a good day, everybody.